At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
He is known to be one of the most fearless journalists in the world. He kicks ass and chews bubblegum at the same time. He is Shepard Ambellus. And you are listening to The Shepard Ambellus Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, I am already going live for the second time today, and we'll be going live several more times as well, because Americans need to be warned. And I have been trying my hardest, screaming at the top of my lungs, trying to warn my fellow Americans what is coming, but they do not seem to want to listen or heed my advice. And that's sad, because, you know, right now we're tackling a crisis that's hitting Americans where it hurts most, their homes. Rental prices are skyrocketing with no end in sight. And here's the kicker: more and more homes are sitting vacant. That's right, some indefinitely. Why? Why are landlords and big corporations trying to keep people out of these homes? Why are they trying to purposefully keep them empty? That is what we will be tackling right now. And it is obviously part of a contrived and concerted plan. Guys, please support the show. I desperately need support just to even keep the base bills paid. Anything above that, we'll be getting phone lines and video. But so far, we don't even ever get the base support that we need. Please kick in if you can. The links are down below. You can also scan the QR code on the screen. We got Cash App, Venmo, PayPal, and other methods. I'm going to get into some of these clips of Americans just talking about rent prices and rent and their rental situations. Let's really dive into this and see where it's all headed, because none of this is going to get better. It's only going to get worse. So, you know, if you want to insert yourself into this equation as an American, you're riding a sinking ship. There is no getting better. So don't let the mainstream media talking heads fool you. I hope you are prepared. I hope you're already out of your home and in another country.
Walk up in the East Village should not be $4,000 for a one bedroom right now.
I would pay more for a rental than I have for my mortgage for years. Like, how are you people affording this lifestyle?
It appears that there's an additional charge. Okay, what's the additional charge?
They charge $35 if I make my payment.
Rent prices are skyrocketing. People on TikTok are sharing their horror stories about outrageous rent increases and terrible landlords. Let's dive into the world of rental woes and see what's really going on. And yeah, one more thing. Subscribe or the economy will collapse.
All right. Well, let's dive into it, because a lot of these people are trying to warn their fellow Americans like I am. Here we go.
Applied for an apartment complex. The qualifications were so absurd. So at one point, they're trying to qualify me with my savings. And they're like, yeah, you know, it's not 3 times the rent for the entire term. Do you know what that means? Take your rent, times it by 3, and then times it by how many years you're signing for. 2 years? Yeah. Times that by 2. That's what they want in your savings. I looked at them like, I'm pretty sure if I had that amount in my savings, I wouldn't be here. Like, I probably would be buying a house. maybe even.
They now want you to put $28,000 down just to rent a rental, or they'll just keep it vacant. It makes no sense. They would rather not rent it to anyone. It seems like part of the plan to make Americans homeless.
Buying an apartment complex with how much money you want in my account.
This video will give you an idea how bad rental market is. Watch till the end and yeah, subscribe.
So first off, I know that it is way worse than this, what I'm about to show you, in other parts of the United States, but I have to share this. This was posted in my local community page this morning. Available for rent, 2,500 square foot house, 4-bedroom, 3.5 bath, 2 master bedrooms. Kitchen has granite countertops, stainless steel, they've done paint, blah, blah, blah. All this stuff that they think is like gonna incentivize you, but why would it incentivize me if I don't actually own it? You can only have small pets. Renter's responsible for all utilities, no smoking inside the house. There is an apartment in the basement of the house that will be rented separately, so you don't even get the full house. $2,200 per month with a deposit of $2,200 and a pet deposit of $300.
And you're a slave with some guy living in your basement. I mean, this makes no sense.
Minimum 720 credit score, 3 times the income to rent. As much as I hate math, let's do some. $2,200 a month times 12 is $26,400. When you add in that deposit and the pet fee, $28,900. So you might as well say 30 grand for the year to rent this place. When you do $2,200 a month times 12, and then times it by 3, you get $79,200. And then if you add in that deposit and the pet fee, again, $81,700. So let's go ahead and say that to rent this place, you have to make minimum $82,000 a year. Now, I don't know what you guys consider a small town, but...
And you have to have that much in your checking account. They're literally requiring 3 times the total rent annually now in some of these places. So you need like $30,000, $80,000.
This was the population of my county 2 years ago, 37,188. And the reason I say that is because it's very rare that I go on Indeed in my area and find a job offering more than $13 to $14 an hour. If you make $80,000, $90,000 a year, you're probably going to buy. You're going to buy before you absolutely cannot buy at this point. So the reason I tie in the population and the general wage in this area is because the people that are making $13 to $14 an hour, yeah, they can't afford that, but they're the people that are renting. And just to further this perspective, I quit my last company after 3 years. I had gone from part-time to full-time and switched departments, worked my way up, okay? And as someone in accounting, I was only making about $27,000 a year. That is a wage that I was making working as a supervisor at Walmart about 6 to 7 years ago. Stagnant. Wages around here are stagnant. Again, I know it's worse. I know it's worse. Some of you are going to look at that and go, that's a pretty good deal. But knowing my area, that blew my mind to read. That landlord is going to make easily $30,000 just on that. And they didn't disclose the amount of the basement apartment underneath either. So they're probably getting another $20,000, let's say, on that. I'm just throwing out.
That's crazy. I was making $30 an hour in high school doing construction after I dropped out of school, but like in that era. And nowadays I hear they're not even paying construction workers $20, you know. And I don't know. I guess everything's just going down. It's scary. It's sad. I hope Americans listen and just get out while you can. They're trying to wall you in.
Explain how rental market is affecting even Hood.
Besides the fact that extremely struggling to pay my rent every month, you know how I realize that it's really, really bad out here? I live in the Hood, okay? I live in the Hood, Hood. The Hood, Hood. Garbage hood, everywhere. Hood. People's dogs not tied up, pit bulls running around, litter, dog poop, people riding bikes, women of the night down the block. Like, I've been living here for 1.5 years. And when I first moved in, it was 100% black, like 100% black people. And now I was just walking my dog in this.
Now there's whites. She's like, when I moved in, there was 100% black people. Now there's whites. Fucking bullshit.
This white guy was like, to me, dead ass. Now, all of a sudden, I've seen at least 4 of the apartments taken by white people. And this is like the cheapest spot in town.
White people are taking this lady's apartment. She's pissed at them.
Hispanics have moved in as well. Like, when I first moved in here, there was a white girl that lived here. But I feel like when I realized everything changed, when I seen white men moving in here, I was like, oh shit, it's bad out there. It's bad. And I...
Wow. It is bad. You know?
I'm actually scared, guys, for my lease being up in January. I'm very scared. I'm very scared for what's going to happen. That being said, please help me get to 10K.
So in her case, whites are taking over. Let's listen to this lady.
Unfortunately, I got mine about 3 days in advance and didn't have a choice but to stay here once again. Also, you probably wondering, why would they increase your rent? Like, did they add something new? No, they haven't added shit. The gym is still the same. The pools are the same. The view is the same. The vibes are the same.
People's rent going up $600, $800, $1,000 a month.
The rats are still by the garbage cans. So I went ahead and did the rent renewal because I didn't have any fucking choice. So now the rent renewal is done. I'm sitting here waiting for the portal to update to show me my new rent price. Haven't seen that shit. Paid rent for the first. They sent us the amount. The amount is with my last rent price. Okay, y'all sent it, so I'm gonna pay it. Rent is due. Y'all haven't sent anything new. It's not my job to follow up on that. It's fucking yours. So today I get a fucking voicemail. Why are these bitches calling me while I'm at work? I already gotta go to work to pay this fucking rent, thanks to you, and you're calling me during my work hours. You're interrupting my money, okay? So the lady called me and she like, oh, Quintea, I'm looking at our delinquency reports. The fuck is you talking about? I'm looking at our delinquency reports and it's looking like your rent for last month didn't cover the full total.
And people will pay this late fee and delinquency and all this shit. I mean, it's just like Americans won't stand up for themselves. That's the thing.
Confused, never received another email with a new rent total, but all right, go off. It appears that there's an additional charge. Okay, what's the additional charge? I don't
see. As soon as she said that part to me on the phone, like if I was dealing with those apartment people, I'd be like, oh hell no, fuck this. I'd physically go down there, rip their fucking door open and be like, yo, I ain't paying motherfucking shit.
Mind paying it, because I know that my rent has increased, so obviously I'm expecting some sort of balance, whether it's this month or next month. What's the charge? This bitch is talking about $900, ma'am. I think you need to go back to fucking school, because I don't know if they taught you how to use a calculator, but you need to figure it the fuck out. $900? Where the fuck are we getting $900 from? When rent from this month was already paid and the difference in rent is only $200 and something. Where's $900 coming from? I'm emailing her as I'm telling my man to call her because I'm in the lab. I don't have time for this shit right now.
That's crazy. That is crazy, ladies and gentlemen. Things are getting expensive on the rent front, and they're just keeping the places vacant.
What they offered to renew us at. It just doesn't make any sense to me. Like, if somebody who works in apartments would like to explain this, like, we were fully willing to re-sign another 12-month lease, and I...
Listen to this. This is the idiocracy that America's at right now. Americans are so programmed by HARP or RF frequency or something because they're doing everything wrong. Like, these apartments are going to talk themselves out of money. Listen to this.
I just really don't understand why they would, one, gamble on having the apartment vacant for a period of time versus just offering us this more
There must be DEI running these apartments. Watch, listen.
Competitive rate that they're now offering to somebody else, and who knows when they're going to fill that unit because they have a pretty decent vacancy percentage in the complex right now as it is. At the end of the day, we're happy because we found a fantastic complex for a great price that is much bigger of a unit and a very competitive price. But this is just so infuriating that, like, we went back and forth with them so long on this, tried to negotiate. They didn't really give us a good offer. And then they go and post a unit for less than what they offered us. It's just like, I don't understand.
So they had to post it for less after they told these people a bunch of money. I mean, America's just weird. It's just, it's crazy.
And we have plenty of other problems with this complex as well. I am very thrilled that we are not going to live there anymore. I'm not going to say what it was until we move out, but I will warn you to not move here after we move out.
New York, why are you doing this to us? And this is coming from a real estate agent. I thought the rental market was getting better.
You know, these rentals in New York are $4,000, $6,000, $8,000 a month. I know when I was in Austin, the rental was $10,000 a month just to live in the city right there. So, you know, a lot of people, I think, you know, in Austin, if you live in the city, you need to make $15,000 a month just to break $0. With how expensive things are. Groceries are like $100 a day in Austin.
Better. I thought prices were going to drop a little bit. But nope, we're in the low, slow season. And I've never been busier. Prices are as high as they were 2 summers ago. And my clients are literally...
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs. Plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Really picking between worse and worser. There's barely any inventory. The inventory that's coming on for May and June is astronomically priced, and I'm getting things done, I'm negotiating, I'm getting what I need to do for my clients, but these rent prices are just not okay in any capacity. So agents and managers, let's get more realistic with our pricing, because $5,200 for a studio alcove in Flatiron is not okay, and to be on a fifth floor walk-up in the East Village should not be $4,000 for a one bedroom right now. It's just actually ridiculous, and it really, it sees in.
I am convinced that the world is slowly running out of empathy, because I just saw a post about people who are living in Toronto, Vancouver, Sydney, and they are struggling because rent is so freaking high. Like, it's so expensive to live there.
And the comments, jeez.
There was a comment that was like, if this is your only issue with your life, you are so privileged. And I was like, did you not read the post? They are literally struggling to make rent. They may not have a roof over their head. There was also another comment that was like, just leave then. Nobody wants you. Like, why are they so angry? I mean, well, to be fair, I do kind of get it.
People want to pay high prices. People want to pay $5,000 a month to feel like an entitled American and to feel like they have power over their neighbor because they pay more. That's what they want. That's what they do to power trip people. See, that's part of the problem and the facade with America.
And this is the kitchen.
Okay. Okay, I like this unit. How much did you say rent was?
This unit is $5,000.
Choose to renew our lease in August. It's going to cost us $4,008 a month.
But I'm literally working just to pay rent for us to have a place to sleep.
I work more than full time. I work more than 50 hours every week, and I can't qualify for an apartment in most states in America today.
And she was taking me up to this room, and she was like, oh my God, you're going to love it. It's a one bedroom. It's $2,800, but it has a big balcony. Oh, it has a big balcony, bitch. Does it?
This might be the best website to learn new tech skills and how to code.
Oh, this here goes an ad. They're trying to sneak it in.
Refer you to someone else.
No, money's not an issue. You said it was $5,000?
Guys, support the show. Help keep the truth flowing. One of the only people really telling you how it is. No rainbows, unicorns, or sunshine. No, Shepherd, I want rainbows, unicorns, and sunshine. That's all I want. Well, not here, ladies and gentlemen. I'm just telling the truth.
Yes. Yeah, that's what's that, like 1,000, like 5 times or something?
That's how numbers work. So, yes.
Yeah.
So the deposit will be $3,500, including first and last month's rent, plus the application fee, which brings you to about $17,000.
See, my real issue are these cabinets. Are these made of real wood?
No, sir.
See, that there's a problem. I'm allergic to fake wood. Can't even touch it.
I'm sorry to hear that. I can show you more expensive units if you...
I'm parched. Do you have something to drink?
Here you go.
Thank you. So tell me more about the neighbors.
Your closest neighbor is a lawyer.
Very nice.
And what do you do for work, sir?
Oh, well, I've had some experience in the legal system myself.
Oh, like a judge.
Bring back $900 rent. I keep telling y'all we all need to go on a rent strike. Every state, all together, at the same time. That's the only way they'll stop increasing rent. And what safety nets do you have in place for all of the people who are suddenly going to be unhoused? This is by no means the first time I've seen something like this, but when we're talking about irresponsible organizing, this is what we're talking about. Telling people to put their housing at risk, knowing full well that many of them have nowhere else to go, and if they get evicted, that means they are on the street, to just stop paying rent and do a rent strike without doing any of the work to provide, like, safety and safety nets and support for those people is incredibly irresponsible. There should absolutely be rent caps. Rent should be lower. Rent is insane. The rental market needs more regulation. It's out of control. And yes, a rent strike can be a way to achieve that. But if you do not already have all of these safety nets put in place for the people who are going to be striking, it's going to fall apart incredibly quickly. And the most vulnerable people will be in even worse places than they were at the beginning. You need to have infrastructure in place for this to work.
So my lease ends in like 7 days, and I told this bitch I don't want to spend more than $2,200, and she was taking me up to this room, and she was like, oh my god, you're gonna love it, it's a one bedroom, it's $2,800, but it has a big balcony. Oh, it has a big balcony, bitch, does it? Do you know what else is big? No? Okay, let me tell you what's not. The bank account, the budget, the credit score, the patience, bitch. Why don't you take the keys to Miss 2800, not including parking and utilities, and shove it up here?
So I got a letter from my apartment complex to Miss Rachel Peterson Connolly. I'm not gonna read the whole thing, but basically, if Ty and I choose to renew our lease in August, it's gonna cost us $4,008 a month. We live in a 2-bed, 2-bath in South Denver. Just so you don't think I'm making it up,
we would be paying almost as much as my parents do for a 7-bedroom, 11-acre house.
Colorado, y'all are on some crack cocaine.
I have been homeless for over 100 days. I live here.
They'll just keep raising rent prices, and they'll leave them vacant with no one in there. And they just will leave them like that. They don't give a shit. They don't want to rent them. They want Americans all to be homeless, and they want to own all your homes.
In this Prius, which is a rental car, and I work more than full time. I work more than 50 hours every week, and I can't qualify for an apartment in most states in America today. And, you know, I put out a couple videos recently about this, and a lot of people watched them, and there was mixed reviews. And we're at a divide in this country right now where, you know, there seems to be this idea that if you want to be able to survive and work a job and be able to afford a home and a car and things like that, the essentials, somehow that is getting misconstrued for socialism. I've been called a socialist more times in the last few days than I care to count. And how is that socialism? Because when you think about it, right, just 15 years ago, 20 years ago, people could work one job, afford to buy a home, have a car, a newer car, a yearly vacation. You go back a little bit further, like 30 years ago, one person could earn for a whole family, could have a partner, children, a new car, and a yearly vacation on one income. So how are we at this point where people like myself that are working can't afford a place to even live? But then when we ask for that, it's somehow called socialism.
Yeah, I seen y'all had some one bedroom luxury apartments for rent. How much they going for? Shit, like 2, 3, 4, 5?
Hell, it ain't like it matter anyway. We gonna raise the shit.
2, 3, 4, 5 what? Like, what you mean? Bands. Yeah, like 2, 3, 4, 5 bands. Racks, $1,000. Damn, the hood, like down the... Okay, what's the luxury features they come with? Why is so much? Shit, the refrigerator silver and we just hit the walls with some fresh beige paint.
And we just put the fake wood flow in. You ain't ready for this?
Okay, cool. So I'm having to move out of my house because I can't afford rent. So I'm moving into my parents' property. But one time I couldn't afford rent either, and I was driving down the highway to try and go get help from social services, and the hood of my car smashed into my windshield and shattered it. So I pulled over, and this lady behind me pulled over and comes out. Turns out I happen to know her, so she helps me get to the social services office, and I'm calling my dad, and he's like out of state or out of town. And as I'm there, this other lady overhears me, and she's like, I'll call AAA and have them tow your car for free. What's your address? So they gave me a ride home, towed my car for free. A couple of days later, my friends called me, and they're like, hey, let's go out. And I was like, I'm sorry, I can't go out. I can't even get to work. My car is completely wrecked. The windshield's wrecked. I can't even make rent. I don't know how I'm going to fix this, so sorry, guys. And they're like, hey, you know what? We just ran into some cash, and we want to help you. So they paid for my car, they got me a rental, and they paid for rent for me that month. You want to know something? If the hood of my car hadn't flown up and shattered my windshield, none of that would have happened. I wouldn't have gotten any help, and I probably wouldn't have been able to pay rent that month, because I never would have told them that, hey, I can't pay rent, sorry, I can't go out. I'd have been like, sure, let's go out. You know what I mean? So I'm just saying, like, you know what? Me moving into my parents' house at 30 is going to be the best thing that's ever happened to me. It feels like right now I'm pulling over on the side of the road with a shattered windshield. My life sucks, but you know what? Everything's going to be fine. Everything's going to be great. It doesn't matter. Be fine. We're all going to be fine.
If you're currently living in Alberta, specifically Calgary area, and you live downtown in a high-rise apartment, what the fuck do you do for work? Like, I need to know, because
wow. All right. What do you do for work? You know, people are wondering like how some people are making it and how they can't, and that's becoming a theme, and it's pitting American against American, Canadian against Canadian.
The prices are absolutely insane, and I just don't understand what job people are doing as Canadians. Like, I'm 25. What job would a 25-year-old have to be living in these apartments? Because it's just insane to me. Like, $1,800 for a studio apartment downtown, minus $200 parking, minus utilities. Like, what the fuck? How are you guys living? How are you guys living? Please tell me.
Today is Friday, and the rent is due. The rent is due. I'm feeling some kind of way, right? I don't really have much money after I pay rent. I might have like $300, and that'll probably go to my gas to get back and forth to work throughout the whole week until I get paid again. But I'm literally working just to pay rent for us to have a place to sleep. I don't know. I feel so sad, right? All my situations, but I did get something in the mail from the police station about my son and the situation with the vapes, right? So I'm hoping when I go to court, I have court cases that I have to fight too. So when
of my two bedroom, one bath, $300 a month rent house. To preface, I live in the middle of nowhere in a small town in Arkansas. Also, houses in my town are not very expensive either if you want to buy one. And yes, it is only $300 a month to live here. I'm not gonna show the bedrooms because I'm not gonna show you my son's bedroom and mine and my husband's bedroom because that's weird. But I will show my bathroom. And
the problem is you can't get work there. So it makes it hard because it's in such a small town.
Two bear boxes, actually three, and a mess. It's kind of charming. We have a nice creek right next to us.
It's beautiful. Oh yeah, I forgot to mention, bear boxes is like where we keep food and whatnot so that animals and bears don't get into our food.
Or so that they don't get into our tent to get to our food or us. Anyways, the inside is a mess, so I'll keep it brief. This is my dresser. That's my girlfriend's dresser right there. Over here we have junk storage. And up there, coat hangers. Off here to the left, we have our bed and a mess and a mess.
This thing has like plywood floors that are painted with some really crappy paint, right? Ow!
Anyways, some really crappy paint.
Apartment complex, and your utilities are included, or your utilities are paid through your apartment complex, you know they're not doing that just to be nice and make it convenient for you, right? It's either for one of two reasons. One, they're getting a kickback, especially with the internet. Like, if they're charging you $100 for an internet package, I guarantee you they're getting that internet for $50 to $75 per unit. So they're just pocketing the rest of your money. Or they're scratching somebody's back. So it's some type of business partnership. And, you know, they just want to hook up one of their homeboys and make
people
sure they get paid
always trying to
for
make
every
a dollar
tenant and every door
the
that they have
their
at their apartment
American.
Complex. So, yeah, that's your sign to see.
I would be paying for a studio in Los Angeles, California. I feel like our whole perspective is warped because I hear people talking about, oh, I found a studio for $2,000. What a good deal. I just can't even process what is happening with rent costs in LA and also around the whole country. How is anybody affording rent? How?
Hi, we'd like to see this apartment for rent. No pets. Okay, we don't have any. Renter pays all utilities. Okay, that's fine. You need a 3-to-1 income to rent ratio. Great, we do. You need a credit score of at least 670 to even be considered. Great, that means we qualify because both of our credit scores are above 670. You need to fill out an application first, and then we can go ahead and decide. Okay, here's the application. Sorry, we've already rented out this property as of 2 days ago. Wonderful, how thoughtful of you to let me know after the fact.
I am this close to just thinking maybe it is better to rent for the rest of my life than to actually own property. Which sounds sad to say, but hear me out. It has always been my dream to purchase my own home, which is the whole reason I even started working 2 jobs for the last 5 years, hustling my ass off because I want to purchase my home so bad. I feel like a part of me is starting to realize there's so many cons to owning your own home. For example, number one, if I were to buy it in California, I would have to have a 30-year loan, and I don't want to spend the next 30 years of my life paying off my home. That means I'm never able to just up and leave because now my home is here, my life is here. If anything goes wrong as a homeowner, I have to fix it, which could be so expensive. Roof, plumbing, maintenance, all of that, right? That's something I would be responsible for. If I move out of state though, which by the way, I can more than enough afford to pay off the home within like 5 years, then I had to pick up my whole life here, move it somewhere else, hopefully find a job over there. Even if I move it there, regardless, I can't just leave. Now my home is there. Versus if you rent, like if you rent an apartment, if anything goes wrong, you're not responsible. Also, you can up and leave whenever you want. You're not restricted. You can break the lease and you can move to another state if you please to. I don't know. What do you guys think?
I feel like one of the ways that people enter homelessness that isn't talked about enough.
So, yeah, I mean, a lot of stuff going on in the rental markets, a lot of this. I'm out here trying to warn people, please support the show. Hopefully we can get the video feature. That's like they want $89 for that now, for the StreamYard and all this shit. But hope you enjoyed the show. I'll be back on later. This was the second show for today. The QR code, you can scan it or use the Linktree link or the other links below, Cash App, Venmo, PayPal, to help support the broadcast. Thank you very much.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.